JP called me. Sorry. Kevin Pritchard called me. I'm kind of related to this, so fitting that he would call me first. So it's awesome. It was a great great moment for me. It was just special, you know what I mean? And just hearing from him and hearing his words and everything like that was a special moment, something I'll never forget.
How much pride do you take in a moment like that when you look back at how hard you've worked to get to this point?
It's tough, man. It's a tough road, you know what I mean? A lot of ups, a lot of downs. But someone told me a long time ago, if the road you're on is easy, then you're on the wrong road. So apparently I'm on the right one. So just taking it one day at a time and continue to just keep growing and keep getting better.
Have you been able to feel it, or do you think it'll take a couple weeks, wait till All-Star weekend to sink in a little bit?
I just want to win, so I'm looking forward to the game tonight. It's a big game for us. And every game's a big game for us, but we need to take care of business every night, especially on a home court, so looking forward to it.
Remember the introductory press conference when Kevin talked about the flight he was on with you? Can you remember back to that and the journey that's been you've been on the last 5 or 6 months?
Yeah, I mean, it's been a very homecoming experience, I guess you would want to call it. Just being able to come back here, play for the Pacers. After being here for 3 years in college, it's just been an amazing experience. It's overwhelming, you know, kind of a little bit speechless, a little bit. It's just been a great experience, man. The fans have been embracing. My teammates have been awesome, amazing. Without them, I wouldn't even be considered an all-star. Coaching staff, everybody in the Pacer organization has been nothing but generous and kind, and it's just been amazing, man. It's just been, literally, it feels like I said, when I get to play in front of my family every night, I really mean that. So it's been an awesome experience. Honestly, I'm just happy for the state of Indiana. I feel like, I get to represent them, even though there's some Boilermakers and some Bulldogs who, you know, are forced to like me now. But it's all good, man. You know what I mean? It's just good for the program and good for the state. And I'm just honored and blessed that I can represent them on All-Star Weekend.
Took the call from KP, then you immediately called your mom?
Yeah, my mom was in church, so she couldn't talk. I'll call you back after I'm done. So, my bad. And then right after she finished, she called me and I talked to her. And then I texted my dad. And my dad texted me. So it was great.
Anybody notable from your past coaches, teammates that have reached out to you to congratulate you?
Yeah, everybody. I mean, everybody who was along the ride with me. You know what I mean, reached out. So I try to respond to every single person. Still got some people I still need to respond to this morning. So definitely thankful for their thanks. I guess I don't even know how to say that, but I don't know what I just said, but they know what I mean. But I'm definitely appreciative and humbled by everything. Everything's great, but I still got a lot of work to do. Being an all-star is great, but it's just one stepping stone of where I want to go. You know what I mean? So, and what I want for this program and for myself, just got to continue to keep working hard and continue to keep chasing number one.
You've had some phone blowing up moments this season, but was last night maybe the biggest?
One of them, yeah. One of them, definitely. It was a lot of people reaching out, so it's pretty awesome.
Are you doing the dunk contest?
I don't know. I don't know where those rumors came from. That's funny too. That's crazy. I don't know. We'll see. Maybe. I don't know. But I never confirmed anything. I don't know where those rumors came from. We'll see how it goes. I'll be there.
Would you want to?
I don't know. If I feel good and this feels right, I might.
You gonna ask Glenn for some tips then, I would assume?
Oh, of course. Reigning champion over there.
You have any ideas if you're safe?
Nah. I don't even know if I'm gonna do it. I ain't even thought about it.
You played in an all-star type of game in Africa. That went pretty well. Maybe replicate the MVP from that?
I don't know. We'll see. Just gonna go out there and play. That's a fun, embracing moment. That's it. to see what goes from there.
Anyone special you're looking forward to playing with?
I'm looking forward to playing with all those guys. There's a lot of first-timers out there, like myself, a few of us. I think it's like five of us. A lot of legends out there. So I'm looking forward to playing with all those guys.
What's that experience going to be like playing out there with, I mean, the best 22 players in the NBA?
It's going to be a great experience. I mean, I've never had it before, so I'm looking forward to seeing what it's like. It should be fun. There, have some fun.
In years past, how would you spend All-Star break typically? Would you go south?
Watching them. You mean like in the league or when I was little?
In the league. Like, are you going to Miami?
My first year, I was there. My second year, I was there doing the sophomore rookie challenge. My third year, I go. I think I went, but I didn't really participate in anything. I just went. In Toronto right here. But I was there watching everything. My fourth year home, and spoke to my father. So last year I didn't go. I went home and spoke to my father. Just went home and kind of reminisced and kind of fixed that little bump that's in my, or a little thorn in my spine is what they say. So fixed me in his relationship. This year I'll be going, so.
Has he made it to Indy yet?
No, he hasn't had a chance to. I talked to him yesterday, so who knows, he might make an appearance very soon here, so we'll see. If he does, y'all need to talk to him. You don't like talking to people, so I don't know how that's gonna go.